Hi, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries, Season 8, Episode 1, Hello, Brother. Join us as we break down the episode and give you our thoughts and predictions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good choice of a song right here.
Oh, yeah. We are all nightmares.
Uh-huh. Can't wait to talk about this episode. I'm your host, Katie Campbell, and you can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Joining me tonight, across the table, Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be back and also sad at the same time. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SamD43, and I'm in the live chat. You guys already have said some really amazing things before the episode has even started, so we will try to get as much as we can.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be back as well. And I'm Jordana Morphin. You guys can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys may have noticed we are missing Tiana tonight. But don't fear. She'll be back next week talking all about this show. Make sure you guys tweet her what you thought. Her Twitter is at the Tiana Hobson. And if you're not already subscribed to us on YouTube, please do so. That's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud, so give us that 5-star thumbs up. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. We love to hear your thoughts all the time. So excited to be back. And make sure when you tweet us, use the hashtag ABTVTVD. So let's talk about this episode and how we're feeling, overall thoughts about the final season. This is the beginning of the end. How are you guys doing with that?
It's a little overwhelming just because, again, it's the last season and we were talking about how it's, what, 16 episodes?
Today? Yeah, so I think 16.
I feel like it's going to go by really fast and I'm a little sad about it.
Yeah. I'm not doing well.
Oh, no.
Well, I said to Katie before the show even started, I was like, Katie, me and you are just going to be, I don't know about everyone else, but I know me and Katie are going to be a big old mess for the season. I mean, when Nina Dobrev, Elena, you know, went in her Sleeping Beauty, whatever you want to call it, me and Katie were a wreck, an absolute wreck. And Roxy and Tiana were just like laughing at us. But I mean, this season is just going to tear us apart, I'm pretty sure. So
I just got the chills when you mentioned the fact that we locked her up. And I mean, we all have known this for some time now, and I got the chills then. So it's going to be a disaster at the end.
I think, like, I have the chills right now. I think the entire season I'm going to be like, have the chills.
Yeah. Definitely. How are you guys feeling about the first episode in general? Do you think it was strong? Are you guys excited about this season? Overall thoughts?
I'm really excited. I like the episode. I feel like it could have been a little better, a little bit stronger, but overall I loved it. I feel so bad for Bonnie right now. Like, she's just crushing me. I know a lot of people in the chat room right now, you know, everything she's been through, and I just feel so bad for her.
I do too. I mean, so I watched it twice. I watched it once just in my bed enjoying myself and not taking notes. And I enjoyed it the second time more, I will say. But, you know, I did notice little things because Kevin Williamson has come back this season to sprinkle his magic all over because he, you know, created the show, pilot, everything. So I noticed some similarities, you know, the teaser with Damon and Enzo. It's, like, very similar to the teaser in the pilot. And I really liked those callbacks, and I hope and have heard that they do continue.
Yeah, and speaking of that, actually, the beginning of the episode, I was just screaming at my TV, season one, season one, because we have this couple in the car driving down the road. It's just like the first scene ever of The Vampire Diaries. You know, they're talking about this, what are they? They went to see a superhero movie this time.
And then vampires. And it's so meta. And meta is like, I don't know if anyone in the chat or anyone here watches American Horror Story, but the whole theme this season is like, it's meta. Okay. It's like a thing of a thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's watching themselves, and it's callbacks to the story that originally happened. So I love that.
Yeah, it's fun for us as viewers to watch. And in the beginning, we see this couple, they die because of Damon and Enzo. Mm-hmm. And Damon was the person back in season one as well, standing in the middle of the road, who did the attacks. So that was fun. What's going on with Damon and Enzo?
I'm a little confused with this little situation.
Working for this evil
Siren.
Right, Siren, we find out later. They don't even know that, though, right? They just know they're being controlled and they have no free will and they're just doing whatever this thing is saying.
So is that... I rewatched the last episode of last season right before I watched this earlier. But so I'm just confused. Is it they're just being controlled? Like, they is that what it is? And because Damon turns off his humanity.
So they're, like, under did a spell.
Here's my thing, though. I feel as though Enzo definitely has not turned his humanity off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily – I think that Damon has kind of figured out how to – turn it off, but like not completely off, even though he says he ripped it off the wall this time. Right. But I think that both of them are just trying to play the game in order to get back to the people that they love.
So they're still there.
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah, because all those things Damon was saying to Stefan, which we'll talk about in a little bit, you know, makes it seem as though he's completely gone, but he's still having those dreams of Elena.
Yeah. So he can't be completely gone, which is thinking about right. her.
It's the moment I cried in this episode.
Like, Katie always beats us to the punch and we'll watch them beforehand, basically, so she can just be a big disaster.
Yeah.
And come in and be like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm okay. Yeah. So they're killing people. It's not always pairs of two, right? We find that out. So in the beginning, it was the couple that they killed.
Right.
And they said, you know, which one of you is worse? But yeah. Everybody, I guess, technically has done something bad, mm-hmm. right?
It's an interesting tactic for a villain because it at least gives that villain some kind of validation mm-hmm. for killing and doesn't make it right. But it's an interesting twist on a villain, I think, because in their mind, the villain might be thinking, okay, well, they deserve it somehow.
Right.
And that is how they, you know, live with themselves after killing these people.
Right.
So... they're killing these people because, like, to feed the siren?
Yeah.
But why are there so many dead bodies hanging around, too? Like, is that just...
I guess those are, like, the scrappings that they fed the siren the body, but then maybe it didn't eat the whole thing, and there's just shreds of human flesh and bone, okay. And so they hang those up.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, is that what was going on there?
I don't know. You know, I'm not going to lie. I was a bit confused by that part because there was all this talk, like, there's no bodies. Oh, there's finally a body. Why was that body, like, left?
And I thought in the beginning, too, I was like, well, that was silly. Why wouldn't there been a body early on then? Right. Why now? But it is because Enzo is playing that game, as you alluded to.
Theo T said, I wonder why they're attacking bad people. And then Vladiscope West said, it feeds off evil. So they're trying to find the evil within the person that they're killing and feed off of that.
Well, the second guy that they killed, the guy that was doing at the art gallery, yeah. He killed someone and put blood on his canvas? Yeah,
apparently he killed someone. That's what his painting was. It was human blood.
That guy was evil.
That's evil right there.
And I mean, that is a fun kind of villain, I will say, because, yeah. And by the way, Natalie Kelly, we've interviewed her at AfterBuzz TV here. I have, like, a year and a half ago or so for Unreal. She is amazing.
Awesome.
And I was so thrilled that she was going to be part of this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an interesting thing to explore.
Isn't she, like, the prettiest? I mean, I know we only saw her briefly in Blood, but she still looks the most gorgeous person.
She looks beautiful.
Okay, I know a lot of people have tweeted us to after Friday. How are you guys feeling about Steriline? Do you like it?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy they're back. It was necessary. And it's just, again, I feel bad for Alaric, you know.
Yeah.
It's poor thing, like, can't have his happy ending. But, you know, obviously, like, Caroline has always been in love with Stefan.
I've been feeling like you, Katie, because I have... I've been thinking about Stelena, and I'm just thinking, okay, they just needed something because we love Stefan so much.
Yeah.
They needed an equal character to love him too, because I don't think as audience we would accept the fact that he's alone and sad.
Oh, no,
because it's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it does justice. I think that it works, but I do think deep down, like, Stefan, I don't know, there's just something about it that he always loves Elena, and it'll never happen for him, and it's sad, so he's settling for her best friend, and I don't want to feel that way, but I do.
Yeah, I loved Stellana forever until the day I die. Over the summer, I rewatched a little couple of the seasons, and, you know, at the beginning, it's all Stellana, and it just, I love it so much. But I love Caroline, and I think that they're good together, and I think that that's where it's going, and I am on board because I love love, and it goes back to season one when Caroline had her eyes on Stefan first, and she was upset that, oh, Elena always gets everything, but she's always had a crush on Stefan. Mm-hmm. So they're choosing somebody, I think, good for him and good for her.
Funny comment, Hydro Knight said, I wasn't for Caroline having sex while they cut to Bonnie crying.
Oh, yeah.
True story. Good point, Hydro Knight.
Yeah. No, I'm happy. I'm happy that it's going this way. At least he's not with, what was her name again? I forgot.
Oh, Val.
Yeah, I don't know how much hatred we had.
She's on Supernatural, and she's the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen her pop up on several things, and I think that maybe she has popped up on a lot of things that I watched for a long time, but I never knew who she was until now.
And it's funny that she got brought up again this episode when, you know, they're like, oh, we should, or I don't know if it was Damon or someone, but bringing Val back for to open the vault.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, they said that. That was like the first thing that they were thinking about.
What is she doing again? Where is she?
They couldn't find. I don't think they just don't know her. She just like kind of disappeared and did her own.
She just went to go live her life.
I think so.
Okay. We have another new character, Celine, the nanny, and Caroline kind of seems a little jealous.
Just a little bit.
So do you, I mean...
But, like, she really shouldn't be. Right. Well, I mean, I guess just because, I can see she could be jealous because she's spending time with, like, her family. But, hey, she doesn't want Rick, and if she, you know...
This whole Rick thing is messing with my brain, and it's almost an Elena situation again. But Rick is Stefan, and Stefan is Damon.
Right.
Okay.
You know, this kind of love triangle. And I don't know. To me, I'm super confused about what's going on with Rick. I'm sure we'll get into it. But I, you know, the whole thing is very confusing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that she has love for him.
Yeah.
But obviously is in love with Stefan. I think it's possible to love two people.
Well, you know, she loves him as the father of her children. And, you know, like, I have divorced parents, so I completely understand. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents will always love each other just because they, you know, are both parents to me and my brother.
Right. Okay. And the kids, the nanny's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I think she's an excellent nanny.
Poor Celine. She's
she's in for one.
I know. She doesn't know what a doppelganger is. Yeah. And, you know, she's staying late only to get her throat slit.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I know.
Also, the girls are the cutest little girls.
Well, can we... So, basically, I feel as though Caroline had some kind of emergency protocol situation with the girls. Like, hey, if you ever feel scared or something bad is going to happen, go in there, in the closet.
But they weren't just playing a game of hide and seek? You think it was like...
I think because she, like... I felt like she knew where to find them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what she said. She said on the phone, Celine said, oh, I'm playing hide and seek, but I'm not seeking them. They're just hiding. And she said, oh, check the closet. That's where they usually go.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like they were in tune to something bad was happening, which I think we get a little taste of that. Why do you want the girls?
Yeah. And the kids, we see them in the little interactions with them, which was really adorable, at Caroline's work. And Caroline's watching this video, this surveillance video of Enzo trying to get answers out of Virginia St. John.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
Crazy pants. Cutting off her own tongue so she doesn't talk. I mean, do you guys think... What? I want to know more about her story. I'm sad that she's dead because I want her to give us answers.
So she originally... Well, so I'm confused. So why did she go to the house? What was she trying to do with the girls?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But
they're after the girls. That's like the only thing that we heard out of her mouth.
Why would they be after the girls?
Because I think in some way, shape, or form, the girls are the key to something that they want.
Does it have anything to do with the Gemini Coven at all?
I hope so. Okay. I think that it would be really smart and it would go full circle if they did. Because, I mean, that story in itself, that season, what was it, two seasons ago with Joe? That could have had its own spinoff. It was right. so it, cool and amazing.
Was it going to, or was that just us talking about how it
probably did? Just us. Just I don't know
about it.
Called the Geminis.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that actually.
Yeah, that it is a good storyline. I Virginia. Okay, so she broke in and she's dead, and Caroline tells the nanny to go take the girls away, mm-hmm. right? And Rick says, you should move in with Stefan. I want to move back into the house.
Yeah. I was really thrown off by this entire thing.
Why? What are you thinking?
I think, A, that is offensive, almost, of mm-hmm. Rick to say to Caroline. And B, she went with it so quickly and left the girls with him. I mean, yeah. I think maybe it was because she thought that they would be safer. I'm not sure.
Aren't they going to be like, where's mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's to me, that's like the weirdest situation. And it's her house, right? Like yeah. she was saying it's like her house that she
her
grew
childhood
up
in. Her childhood home.
Yeah, that's like a weird situation. Also, yeah, I don't like that.
Well,
I don't like that at
the
all.
The boarding house probably has so many rooms. Everybody can live yeah. together.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's such a big house that they don't really necessarily...
That'd be weird, though. Okay. I think that there's a lot of still hurt feelings from Rick.
I just feel like the girls living with Rick, I don't even know if that's even the safest situation just because he's back with the whole working at the
vault. Well,
they probably know, should just be with someone else entirely,
yeah,
which
honestly,
is sad.
Because, like what he yeah. said, you know, when he was in the tunnel, obviously this whole situation happened and he wasn't there.
Right.
But, like, I just feel like I feel things like that can probably happen again or might happen again, you know? Like, where yeah. he's not going to be there and maybe the girls are going to be in
yeah,
trouble.
He's going to rely on Celine, who has no idea yeah. about anything.
Yeah, they need, like, a
on.
Supernatural nanny. Spin-off yeah. Supernatural
yeah,
nanny.
They do.
Ooh, maybe she's going to become a vampire, though. Maybe they'll decide to make her a vampire to protect the girls.
Yeah. At first, I thought that she yeah. was playing dumb, you okay. know, and that she's more than she is, but I don't think so.
No,
but I think you're
no.
right that they will take it in that direction, for sure.
Yeah. They have to.
Because why would you leave your children with a human?
No, no. She'll be better off. I want to be a vampire so bad in this world.
I do too. 100%.
100%.
Let's talk a little bit about Rick and what he's doing, because this I had to rewind a couple times and try to understand what exactly. Obviously, he's researching what the vault is. We're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Where did our friends go? What's this thing that got out of the vault? But he's got interns? What's happening?
And he's
there?
Telling them, like, if this isn't real.
Right. What did he say? What was his actual words? Was something that...
I'm not sure. I didn't write it down, but I was just like...
Theoretical exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just... Obviously, the two people are smarter than that. We have Georgia, and what is the guy's name?
His name is Dorian.
Dorian. Georgia and Dorian, they're smarter than that. They think, okay, all right, this theoretical yeah. exercise, well, we found something good. Mm-hmm. What did they find? I don't understand what that was. An optical illusion, but...
I was a bit confused, too, and I was like, whoa.
Wait, yeah, and you know how they were saying, like, how did, obviously, Damon and Enzo escape? But yeah. when they did that whole, I don't know, whatever, and they were going through the tunnel, it just, like, led them to that...
To a room. So they put blindfolds on, and...
They were...
Closed their ears. Mm-hmm. So they're focusing on touch only. Yep. And by doing that, they walked through a wall.
Yeah.
But maybe the wall really isn't there. Is that what they're saying?
Maybe.
Yeah. yeah. That there's a lot of things that are going to, I think, be figured out with them. A lot of people in the chat said, I love the interns. Bella Virginia said that. And Georgie is from Stitchers. Mm-hmm. If any of you guys watch that, I'm sure a lot of you do because it's the same kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think they're going to be important. Even though it's the last season, I'm just thinking as an actor, like, you're coming onto a show, you know it's ending at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So you must really love the show, I yeah. think, because Stitchers got picked up for another season. So, I mean, work is work, but at the same time, I feel like she must have really loved this show to want to be on it, because she has her own series regular on another show.
Yeah. Well, Dorian and Celine, those two... were actors on Containment.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, so keeping it all in the Julie Black family.
Well, then Georgie starts hitting on Rick, yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, how do you feel about that? Because I liked it.
I liked it, too, because I feel like it might open the door later on.
Yeah.
But...
He needs a door.
He needs it. Yeah, he needs it. But it's just yeah. funny. He was so awkward about the whole situation. He's like, you know, I'm a dad.
Well, it's somebody... Right, but it's somebody that has the same kind of interest yeah. as him, and maybe mm-hmm. they can... bond over that.
What did she say? She was like, dad it, like, damn it. Or I think that's what she said, yeah. Something like that. It made me uncomfortable at first. I was like, this girl's coming on a little strong. And then when they had the eye contact, and it also made me uncomfortable, shooting it back and forth. And he's like, yeah. And she goes, And then she goes, well, I had to try.
At least I tried. But I don't know. I can see it going somewhere. He needs someone. Poor guy. And like you said, they have the same interests. And so, hey, you never know.
Yeah, she seems smart.
Yeah, smart girl.
At the end of the day, Rick and Bonnie have really gotten screwed big time in everything.
Yeah. Hopefully we can tie it up with a pretty little bow at the end of the series for both of them. I know. I'm sorry. I hate to bring it up again. But we mentioned the thing that they got to, which was like a gold mine, basically, with all of this ancient artifact stuff and a skeleton. And, you know, some guy died in there.
Some guy died.
What could that be? I don't understand what this whole thing. And it's been
I can't even talk right now. Preserved.
Yeah,
preserved, like, well. Because he was saying, you know, this stuff should have been rotting or, like, you know.
So are the sirens in there, protecting
it? So I don't know if it's being protected or, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Greek mythology that I think is going to come around in this season, and I think it all has to do with the sirens and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially with the book, obviously, the Odyssey, right? There you go.
I love seeing Stefan and Bonnie together and the sweet moments that they had, kind of encouraging each other to keep hope.
Yeah.
Real quick, someone said something backtracking. Very interesting. Shorty May 25 said, I wonder if the skeleton inside the room in the vault was Enzo's dad.
Good one. That's related a good one. To that entire family.
Yeah.
I think that Enzo's family has slowly creeped in to the show, so I think that you might be right, Shorty May 25. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's a good prediction. But Stefan and Bonnie, the sweet moments of encouragement and telling each other to not give up hope, and the words that Stefan said to her when he was like, you're stronger than Elena, Caroline. You've been through so much.
Yeah.
That was a sweet moment.
He's like, maybe I should move on to you.
No.
No way.
It's weird. The thought came into my head. It's like, if it's the end of the world kind of thing. Not that this is, but it's like, if you're some of the last people left on Earth and you've known this person for a while now, like, could they ever be like, you know what? It's you all along. I know that's a totally weird thing, but let's just say they're two of the last people and they're like, well,
they can make a good team.
What are you going to do?
You know, I think something like that, if they were the last two people, they could bond and, I mean, what are you going to do? It's the last two people on Earth, and you could stay strong together.
And Theo-T said, love that Stefan brought up Bonnie being stronger than Elena and Caroline. Because those are two of the girls he's loved.
And then vice versa at the end when he's, you know, feeling hopeless, she's bringing him up too, you know. And it's I love them.
Yeah.
Great friendship right there.
I agree with Bonnie being stronger than the other two. I think everybody's super strong. We've seen it throughout the seasons, but Bonnie's been through so much, and she comes back stronger every single time.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
I know. Enzo and Bon Bon, and Angel Valo. Yes. Love them.
They stumble upon the crime scene because there's a body. So I guess they've been tracking some dead bodies here and there, but it has nothing to do with vampires until this time it does. That was a creepy crime scene. The woman was, what is that called?
Wax?
Well, there's wax in her ear, and the way that she was set up, that she was strangled, and there were bite marks, and, you know, the cops that are like, what is happening here? This is gruesome. But she was
tied to the front of the car.
Yeah.
It's just so weird that we're sympathizing with the people that did that to her. Like, we love them.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That is messed up.
Well, I feel bad for her, too.
I do, too, but at the same time, like, love Enzo and Damon.
She just wanted to watch chick flicks, not the superhero movies.
Well, Enzo did that as a clue, right? The way
he set the whole thing up.
Okay.
That's why he can't be turned off.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah. But he's pretending that he might be. Well, they stumble upon Enzo and Damon and the things, you know, Damon says, get out. And Enzo says, get out. And Damon said all these horrible things to Stefan. And I felt really bad. Yeah. Because, I don't know. Did you guys actually think that he was gone at this point?
And then he's it's really hard, tormented? It's really hard to tell. Like, obviously he's not gone.
Right.
I don't know if he's doing this to protect.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's more of him doing, protecting, protecting him. But at the same time, I also think he's just, like, angry and, like, upset that...
He was hitting him where it hurts. Yeah. Like, I've been dead for 160 years. This is your fault.
Is Damon really still pulling up that crap? I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's so stupid.
So that's how you felt in the moment.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, let it go, man. Like, if you weren't a vampire, you would have never met Elena.
Yeah.
And honestly, we saw this flashback years ago, how they turned into vampires. It wasn't necessarily Stefan's fault.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm really, sick of him blaming him.
He's blaming Stefan because Stefan tried to get Dad on their side, mm-hmm. and Dad was like, no, all right, I know that Catherine is a vampire then. And then Damon obviously was going to have to go after Catherine, and that's when he got shot. And so, the ball kept rolling and bad things were happening. And then all of a sudden
but
he's
Damon
dead.
Also had a huge part in it. He didn't, he loved Catherine without being compelled.
Right. And he willingly took the blood.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
True. But it's funny that you say you were just so over him saying that, because Stefan even says, he's said this so many times. Yeah. I don't know why this time it hurts so much. And I was feeling the exact same way. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know you always say this, but I am really hurt about you saying this. Yeah. Maybe it's just because I love Stefan.
You have a connection with him.
I know. I'm on his side. But they end up leaving, and Damon threatened Bonnie's life. Did you guys feel bad when Enzo just didn't really look at Bonnie?
I think no, because protecting, obviously mm-hmm. he's protecting. He probably doesn't want Damon to. He doesn't want Damon to find out mm-hmm. that he's,
this is the bringing first, them on. Yeah. This is the first time that I have been like, you know what, Damon, I'm not into you right
yeah.
now.
Really?
Yeah, because I just feel like his actions are almost weak. And he, I think because he doesn't have Elena anymore, he's lost this stability that has helped him be a good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, it's like, really, you need a girl, you need a woman to make you good. That doesn't make you good.
Yeah.
That makes you almost, cool. Someone comes in there and makes you be a better person, but you should be a better person on your own. If someone can bring that out in you, that's great. And Elena did bring that out in him, but now she's not there.
And he's falling back.
And he's gone. Like, come on, man. Have a backbone.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, it's interesting because we'll talk about the previews and stuff, but we see him say, I don't know how much longer I can do this. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder, is she going to come back earlier than the last episode, and it's a surprise because they're not going to tell us.
Yeah,
I would cry and probably pee a little bit. I would be so excited. I would be like a dog that just, saw the best thing ever.
I know.
But, I think it's fascinating because while I was watching the episode, I pulled up IMDb just to see all the names and get refreshed.
Oh, yeah.
And, Nina Dobrev, it's uncredited stock footage kind of thing, but, I thought it was cool that they used that stock footage and then inserted Damon's dream, mm-hmm. Words with it.
Right.
And I think that they used it last year, and she did come in and do some voiceover for, I think it was the last episode of last season. But I'm excited just because
I think she's I love gotta her. Come
Every
back
time
sooner.
I see those little flashbacks, we saw, mm-hmm. My heart just skips a beat.
Yeah,
I get so excited to see her.
Yeah,
I am truly grateful though that they are doing not just letting her go, because I've had a lot of shows that it's like, okay, they died. I don't care if they're the main character. Let's just really act like she wasn't important.
Yeah.
No, they involve her a lot, which is necessary. We need her.
And mm-hmm. speaking of flashbacks, we have Bonnie doing flashbacks throughout this episode of her and Enzo and their love, and they're playing guitar and it was, sweet moments that ended up turning into her being the smartest person ever, because she figured out, he's using something that we talked about mm-hmm. all the time, this book, The Odyssey, to lure me to him so that we can help him.
Yeah. I love that. And I... the Bonnie and Enzo thing kind of happened not in front of our eyes, and it was all through flashbacks. And I think last season we all thought it was kind of quick and we weren't sure. But I love that we're still, like, growing to love them through these flashbacks. Yeah.
To be quite honest, their storyline is my favorite thing right now. Like, yeah. Their love story is, I mean, yeah, we have Stefan and Caroline, but, like,
I know
Benzo is kind of, like, my, I don't know, I'm obsessed with them, so.
I know, I love them a lot. Is it Benenzo or Benzo?
Benenzo.
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 I feel like we've used both. I don't know. Benzo. Guys, let us know what's the best one. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
So she's figuring out the clues by reading the book, and she calls Rick and talks to him about some of this mythology, the Greek mythology, and about sirens. And aren't sirens a form of a mermaid?
Mermaid. Yes, yeah. I'm very familiar.
Okay.
With mermaids and all of that, I love them. In fact, and yes, they are a form of a mermaid, and they're
evil, though?
Yes, they're evil.
Okay.
But they use their voice, their song, to... originally, it was that they would be in the water, and sailors would come out, and their boats would always crash, and they would not ever be discovered because they would hear the siren song, and they would lure them to them.
Mm. So what, they'd drown?
They would eat them alive and kill them. The sirens would. In the water. So
are these real?
This reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're mermaids. At the end of the day, they are mermaids, a form of mermaids. Yeah. So, yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Do you believe in this kind of a thing, like in real life? Are sirens an actual thing?
Oh. Well, you should hear my voice. It's awful, but it makes people come to me.
You're a siren.
You know, there are... Listen, the sea and the ocean, it has not been there. We've only discovered a tiny bit of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's always a little bit of truth to these myths, and I am thrilled that they are, like, going with this one in the last season because it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like an exciting twist to it.
It's fun too, because they're also, you know, Bonnie's asking Alaric, are these real? So they're asking the same question.
He's like, I don't even know anymore.
Nicholas Kelly said siren/mermaids mythos, Greek/Roman could mean that we get Claire and Phoebe H2O, just add water. So if you guys don't know, that was an amazing TV show. It was an Australian show. It's on Netflix, H2O, just add water.
Yeah.
And Claire and Phoebe, you know, our original cast from the originals, they were co-stars in it before they starred on Originals or Vampire Diaries, and it's really fun, and I love it. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I like it. I'm wondering, at the end of the episode... there's a siren. We see the siren. She eats enough to become human and walk around with us. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit. And I'm wondering if there's going to be more than one.
Well, Hydronite, and people have been saying this, and I'm confused as to where they got it, that Enzo did kind of tease Bonnie could become a siren. When did he tease that? And why is everyone saying this? Because
somewhere in the flashback, maybe?
Maybe. I did write something down that he said that I found interesting. He says he would brave the oceans and sail past the sirens to find his way back to her. I guess that's probably what they're talking about.
So now that she's out, this is my question, now that she's out and, like, beautiful and, you know, so is she going to stay this way? You know, does she have, because I'm really confused at the whole situation, because she was in that tank.
She needs to eat.
So does she go back? Yeah, is she going to go back in the tank? And
She needs to continue to eat to stay that way.
But why did she need so many?
Yeah, it's just so confusing.
How many were there?
I mean, how long do you think they've been gone for at this point?
How many people have they killed? Like over 60 or something?
Yeah, I mean, they've been killing a lot. They tracked it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I love one more thing before we get into predictions. I want to say I love that we're still journaling to Elena. Dear Elena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And you guys in the chat that always do the Dear Elena comments, that's the best thing ever. I want you to keep those coming. Yeah.
I know, me too. Oh, I remember at one point I was copying and pasting them because I thought they were so funny, but I don't remember where they are.
Yeah, you got to try to find them.
Let's start this again, guys.
Yeah, we have to.
Dear Bring Elena. It back. Send Bring us it back. Your Dear Elenas because I love those. Yeah. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we basically see in the previews that the siren is reading minds, right? She's still reading minds, and Damon K. can't do this much longer without Elena. I don't think we really got that much from the previews. What do you guys predict for this season?
I don't know. There's something about her that I just feel like she's like really sexy and like beautiful that she's gonna like. It just kind of reminded me of like Stefan and Damon with Elena, but now it's like Damon and Enzo and her.
Oh, so like a love triangle thing, or try to make them think they're falling in love. You know,
she seems like she would do something like that. Like kind of just from the preview that we saw, she kind of seems like she would. She's kind of a little scandalous.
She's reading Damon's mind about, you know, who are you thinking about besides me type of thing.
And so she can control them, and she wants to control them. She's probably going to do something, you know.
Crazy lady.
I don't know.
So I have heard that when Matt Donovan comes back, he is going to be different. And
what does that mean?
I don't know, but a lot of the comments are saying that Matt is going to be a male siren. I'm not sure if I exactly agree with that, but I think that he will somehow be tied to the siren.
Okay.
And we didn't see him this episode, but he is going to come back, and he's going to come back different. I definitely think that's a thing.
Ooh. I'm excited to see him. Yeah. I actually thought the guy in the beginning resembled him.
I did too.
I thought it was him at first.
Yeah.
When I kept leaning, I was like, is that him?
Waiting for his voice.
Yeah. Well, there is a new character, and I don't think it was this guy. I saw an article about it that was cast that they say, I think Matt's father comes back.
Okay.
Wow. And he looks like him. We don't see him yet, the article that I read also said that Matt's family is a lot more involved in the supernatural than any of us or him ever thought.
Wow.
So it could be interesting if they were tied to all this siren stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. He's going to come back and help the father, maybe?
I don't know. I'm excited, though.
Well, I also read an article that all the episodes are going to be named after some kind of phrase in the first season. This one, Hello, Brother. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to have decade dances, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank God.
I love those.
Yeah, my favorites.
I'm excited for this season to be very, you know, to go back to the beginning and have little references.
Be very TBT, you know?
Yeah. Very TBD. TBT, TBD. That's a new hashtag.
I'm going to cry again. What's happening to me?
And Elena's going to come back earlier because
it's just going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
I'm on board with that.
Me too.
Yeah. So where can everybody find you until next week on social media?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I just want to thank Luna B Jewelry and Lauren Walden Designs. You can find them on Instagram for this beautiful necklace and bracelet. See you soon.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And make sure you tweet us all of your thoughts and your dear Elenas. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.